Good afternoon. This is Dr. Robert McNutt. Today we're talking about a woman who came to me and asked whether she should agree to change her present therapy, which was tamoxifen for her breast cancer, or estrogen receptor positive breast cancer, which she had been on for 3 years, and asked whether she should switch to a new drug called an aromatase inhibitor. She had gone to a routine visit with her physician, and the physician suggested that the aromatase inhibitor might be better for her, and she should consider changing to that medication. Now, let's think about this a little bit. I think this is a great example of one of the two potential outcomes of all clinical research studies. The first clinic realized that all clinical research is a comparison. Competing options for your care must be tested to see which one is better in terms of clinical outcomes associated with your disease. The way this is done is one is compared head-to-head in a randomized controlled trial. The randomized controlled trial is used to balance all potential factors that may influence the drug's effect on your outcomes, so that we could try to show an independent contribution of one therapy over another. The randomized control is a very important and imperative methodology for finding out the independent contribution of one option for your care versus another. In this situation, the two options being compared are an aromatase inhibitor used for breast cancer and tamoxifen used for breast cancer. And this outcome of this study shows that there is a benefit. Aromatase inhibitors in the multiple studies that have been done have done a little bit better in terms of life expectancy of women with breast cancer. If you go up to the table, you can see the clinical outcomes. Well, what is the first one is death within 10 years. These studies have been followed for over 10 years of time. These people in these studies have been followed up for 10 years. And you'll note that in an aromatase inhibitor group, about 9% of people died over 10 years. But in the tamoxifen group, about 10%. So this is about a 1% difference. Also, endometrial cancer was less on aromatase inhibitors than on tamoxifen, again, about 1% less over a 10-year period. But as it is often the case, the therapy that is better for you in terms of clinical outcomes is also higher or worse for you and has higher risk of complications and side effects. In this situation, the most common measured side effect, which is a complication of the drugs, is bone fracture. About 16% of women over about a 10-year period, that's an average, and about 12% on tamoxifen. So there's about an increased 4% chance of having a bone fracture over that same 10-year period. Now, you'll also notice that in the bone fracture, I put an asterisk beside the 16%. This is just to alert you that there are other side effects of the aromatase inhibitors that are different than with tamoxifen. About 40 to 50% of women complain of bone or muscle pain on the aromatase inhibitors. And in some women complain that the menopausal symptoms are worse because aromatase inhibitors are so good at getting rid of residual estrogen from a person's body. So this is a different clinical outcome than the last audio blog where I showed an example of randomized trials showing that arthroscopy for knee arthritis was no better than a placebo sham operation. In this case, the clinical trials show there is some benefit and some harm. This is the exact example of a clinical trade-off. So a person would have to decide whether the 1% less risk of dying of breast cancer over a 10-year period is worth a bone fracture risk increasing or the other side effects of the therapy. This woman decided against switching from her tamoxifen to aromatase. She felt she was doing well on the tamoxifen, and it was also clear that she'd probably be put on an aromatase inhibitor in the next year or two, and she just didn't think she wanted to face those additional risks. So she chose against the switch. I hope this is helpful information for you. It might raise some questions, and you could please comment in the comment field, and I'll try to answer any questions that you would give. Or also, you could go to the Ask a Question page on my website, and I'll try and get back to you with answers the best I possibly can. So I hope you have a great day. Hopefully, this is helpful for you should you face this decision.